problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.
Almost on day one, if he were to win. But I don't think he can win the general. That's the number two reason. I don't think he can win the general. There's states that matter, and we all know what those are. It's going to be things like Nevada and Arizona and Virginia, Wisconsin. I don't see Trump winning any of those states, and so we can't win if we don't win those states.
This is Hal Lambert, a mega donor for the GOP, who has said, yeah, I voted for Trump the last time around, but I'm not supporting him this time around. I'm supporting Governor DeSantis because he will be a one-term president as soon as he's elected, which means he's a lame duck president as soon as he's elected. And with DeSantis, we get two terms. We get Supreme Court and a whole bunch of other things. That analysis, I agree in some ways. You know, who would you want to invest in? Somebody that you're only going to have for the 4 years or somebody that you're only going to have for 8 years. But nobody makes that argument when you win re-election, like, you know, Reagan's second term or GW's second term. You know, nobody says that. But that makes this a different case because, of course, it's very uncommon for somebody to lose their re-election bid and then to be the front runner in the party to win re-election thereafter. And so it's a weird circumstance, but and also you don't typically have this alternative, right? Typically, if the elected president is running for re-election for a second term, you don't have a field challenging them. That's also a very uncommon thing. So it's a weird circumstance all around. And, you know, would you hold it against Trump that he can only serve the one term? Well, he's saying that's at least something you've got to factor into the consideration.
Also, I think Governor DeSantis has just done an amazing job as governor. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that candidacy. It's time to move on to the next generation. And Governor DeSantis is a vision forward versus, hashing out things from the past. I think it would be a moratorium on Biden's presidency or a referendum, I should say, versus a referendum on Trump. We don't want another CNN debate for the next 9 months. We want what Governor DeSantis offers, which is a vision forward, not looking back.
Yeah, and that's one of the key things, right, is do you want the chaos? You remember what it was like when Trump was president? You know, like, I think about all that drama every day, all that drama. And part of the challenge is if Trump is the candidate, then the other side can fixate on Trump because that's a pretty effective strategy for them. If DeSantis is the candidate, all of a sudden everybody knows who Biden is and they know they've been miserable under him. That's something that's a little bit easier to sell. You almost don't have to sell it. But, you know, if it's Trump versus Biden, it's sort of the two knowns, maybe not even cancel each other out. But, you know, the level of hostility against Trump is something that Republicans should remember because it's the level of hostility that we had against Hillary. And honestly, there's the level of hostility against Hillary was from the right. The level of hostility against Trump is from the left, the middle, and the right. I mean, not in the same quantities, but, you know, the level of anti-Trump sentiment within the GOP is very high. In fact, he's celebrating. One of the things that I thought Hal Lambert made a good point about yesterday talking with Neil Cavuto is he said, look, yes, he's leading in the polls, but the level of dominance he has in the polls isn't saying what you might think that it's saying.
I'm going to do everything I can to help Governor DeSantis win. I'm going to try to help raise as much money as we can raise to help him win the election. And I suspect that Donald Trump has peaked in the polls. So, you know, he loves to talk about the polls. At 52%, I don't think that's that great in the Republican primary. I mean, he's the former president, and yet basically half of the party would prefer someone else. And I think those numbers go lower from here going forward. I think DeSantis closes that gap pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably got the most going for him right now within the GOP that he's ever going to have. And again, I've said this many times, but if you've got, you know, 10 people and Trump in the Republican primary, Trump wins. But half the party doesn't want him, or almost half the party doesn't want him. And that's a problem. You know, you might be able to win, that's not necessarily a good thing. And that's in the GOP. What's it like in the middle? What's it like on the left, right? And, you know, he went further yesterday. Again, you know, this is one guy, but he is a massively influential name in GOP politics and fundraising. But, you know, it was an interesting thing to see him come out with his announcement a day before and then, to, you know, do this longer interview with Neil Cavuto about all this.
If you look at a DeSantis versus Biden, I mean, it's a very stark contrast. It's the next generation moving forward. And I think that's what the American people are ultimately going to decide that they want to have. I just don't think we want to see a Biden-Trump reelection battle. And I think Donald Trump should drop out of the race, quite frankly, for the better of the country. I think he should drop out of the race.
And not just because of the things he's already said, but again, because of this high negative association with former President Trump.
When you look at it today, there's a large faction of the country that will turn out to vote against him, just as people turned out to vote against Hillary. And I don't think that venom is there for other candidates. So I think that's the big difference is the 4 years that he served and then afterward and what's going on. He's created a situation where many, many people simply hate him. And he's not going to be able to win them over.
And, which is true. There are so many people who will simply never vote for Trump. And there are many people, I think, within the GOP. I mean, I'm kind of in this category. I don't want Trump to be the nominee. I would vote for him in the general, but it would kind of like it was, you know, the last time around 2016. And that was before a lot of the stuff that we saw during the presidency. It's such a mixed bag for me. And I know for so many other people where, you know, we see this is really, really advantageous. And we see the rest of this. And we're like, oh, can't believe, you know, this is the person that we want to have in office. But and I said it before, I said it yesterday a little bit and I'll say it again. When it comes to Trump, you know, you've got to give the credit due that he did what he said he was going to do. He did a lot of very effective things. I think internationally, even though the process was terrible, the results were good. And I think you got to kind of say that about a lot of things with Trump. It's, you know, the process is a massive, hot, stinking mess. But the end result, you know, no new wars, raging economy, you know, handled COVID, produced the vaccines, which, of course, I still support. Okay. You know, got that done at a time, you know, ran a country at a time when, you know, that was a really dicey thing for a long time for everybody. So, and Supreme Court, right, which, and justices across the board. But, you know, dealing with China, dealing with Russia, dealing with just, I don't know, there's a whole lot of things that you have to be, I think you have to give him credit for. It doesn't mean you like the process. And that's always the challenge for me with Trump is like, but results, yeah, you know, yeah, you know, yeah. 437-1620, 437-1620. So, yeah, and he even said, he says, I like Trump as his policies, you know, in his presidency. It's just, you know, we need somebody who'd be more of a uniter and somebody who'd be more likely to, you know, not have this, like, just bickering, constant, sixth grade level, you know, personality clash kind of stuff. Like, you know, all of the name calling and the petty bullying and all, like all of that, right? That's the kind of stuff that Hal Lambert was pointing to. 518 on News Radio 92.3, as you heard mentioned, top of the hour. Governor DeSantis is expected to declare today, and it'll be on Twitter. It'll be via an interview, which is kind of a novel way to do it, as opposed to a controlled, I'm going to say this stuff. He's going to get asked questions and give answers, and I mean, it's a different way to do it for sure. And I suppose part of this is going to be drawing a contrast with the CNN town hall with President Trump not that long ago, which, again, Hal Lambert kind of mentioned. But also, I agree with Elon Musk about this. I think that part of the DeSantis goal is to be like, hey, you know, maybe I was, you know, in the military and I was a lawyer and I was in the Congress and now I run a state. But, you know, really, I'm a guy. I'm a just, you know, I have a wife and I have three kids and I'm just a normal person.
I'm not at this time planning to endorse any particular candidates. My preference, and I think would be the preference of most Americans, is really to have someone fairly normal in office.
Wouldn't that be different? 519 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Good morning, 521 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, very loyal listener who disagrees with me vehemently about Trump, loves Trump. Texan says, Andrew, did you ever go to a rally? They weren't negative, at least the ones I went to. I've been to all of them locally. Yeah, I actually covered him from when he was in Mobile at Lad Peebles. And I have watched an unending parade of Trump rallies and press conferences and appearances and... very, very intimately familiar with him. Also said, the high negative perception of Trump was created by Washington, D.C., CNN, liberal media, and fake Russian collusion. And I said, okay, some of that is true, but there's a really high number of Republicans who despised Trump in 2016 and did not want to support him. Remember the Never Trumpers? That wasn't because of the fake media. That was because they knew what it was, and they watched him, and they saw what it was. And that those people, some of them were persuaded for. I was very much an anti-Trumper in 2016, and then when he got the nomination, I decided, I can support this. And I supported him during the presidency with criticism. And then, after a lot of the things that I have seen since remind me of how much I was opposed to him before. There's a really high number of Republicans who are not opposed to Trump because of what the lies about him, but because of the truths about him. Don't dismiss that. That's accurate. 523 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The man arrested for crashing a truck into barriers near the White House, now due in federal court today. The Secret Service interviewed the 19-year-old from Missouri Monday night, just hours after they say he flew into the Dulles International Airport and rented the U-Haul. He reportedly said his goal was to get to the White House, seize power, and be put in charge of the nation. Lofty goal. Florida lawmakers sending a bill to Governor DeSantis's desk aiming to clarify the state's resign to run law. Currently, it requires an elected state official to resign before running for federal office. State Bill 7050 was passed last month but wasn't sent to the governor's desk until yesterday. And Target apparently pulling gay pride merchandise off its shelves.
No, not pulling. Redistributing.
Okay, redistributing.
Moving it to the back.
Moving it to the back of the store,
that's right,
where it can't be seen. Apparently, employees have been threatened by violent customers. Yesterday, the company released a statement saying since they introduced the collection, employees have been experiencing threats for their safety. So they are removing the most controversial items.
Yeah, there was a big call for about 15 minutes. I think it was yesterday is when this came out. It's just sometimes like the news is yesterday, but it was the day before the thing happened. Anyway, they basically are all across the country are moving like the tuck-friendly bathing suits. You know, the ones that are designed for, biologically men to be able to hide their stuff in the bathing suit. That kind of stuff is all being moved back, moved away. And, not in the featured place of prominence when you first enter the store, but into another smaller area of the store where it won't cause as much controversy because they're terrified of being Bud Lighted. You know, that's what they're really scared about. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, this one person who was talking to Fox News said that worked for the company, said we were given 36 hours, told to take all of our Pride stuff, the entire collection, and move it into a section that's a third the size from the front of the store to the back of the store. You can't have anything on mannequins and no large signage. So, again, he says, I think given the current situation with Bud Light, the company is terrified of a Bud Light situation. 437-1620, 437-1620. There's a very, very serious thing happening that you probably haven't heard much about because it's all the way around the world, but a massive, like a Category 5 hurricane, they call them typhoons in the Pacific, is about to smash into Guam. Like, this is real. Like, Guam is, what is the number? It's like 50 miles, I think, territory, it's a U.S. territory, is in diameter, and the eye of the hurricane is like 17 miles wide. So basically the eye is going to thread the needle of the island 17 miles, right, as an eye, okay? So it's a very, very powerful, slow-moving typhoon. Mawar, I think, is the way you say it. And this is like the worst hurricane that's hit there in, depending on how strong it winds up being at landfall. But again, the thinking is somewhere around a Category 5, you know, pushing 15 feet of surge, maybe more, you know, creating 2 feet worth of rain, you know, winds in the 160-mile-an-hour range, and it's going to go right over Guam is what it looks like. So, and this is, landfall is, I think it's supposed to be, you know, late last night, this morning. I keep trying to find good information on it. And unlike finding information about storms that are happening here where you can get everything immediately and know what's happening, the last I checked it hadn't made landfall yet. But and because the eye is so big, one of the concerns is that as it moves over Guam, it's going to, and of course, you know, like the Navy has moved all of our boats out of Guam. Like we've, you know, done as much preparation and evacuation because Guam is a very active military location for the U.S. But, you know, moving a lot of stuff out of harm's way. The concern is that you're going to have it come, you know, first wave is going to come in. And then the eye is going to be so big that people are going to think the storm is over. They're going to go out starting to clean up and get hit with the second half of the storm as the back end of the eye comes over them. So just be praying for them this morning. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers because it, like a storm like this hasn't really hit Guam in a long time. They don't get that many because it's, you know, it's just an island. It's got to get hit. But this is potentially really, really, really bad. And do also remember, I mean, Guam is like Puerto Rico. You know, Guam is a U.S. territory. You're born there. You're a citizen. You know, this is the United States. I know it doesn't feel like it, unless maybe you're in the military and you were stationed there. You think of it differently. But, you know, this is the U.S. that's getting hit by this huge storm. 528 on News Radio 92.3. A lot of thought about the F-16s going to Ukraine and, you know, how many they will need. You know, some people have said that they're going to need like 100. That's probably not going to happen. Other people have said that even as few as a couple of dozen would make a decisive difference for them. We're getting kind of trickling out reports about when the pilots are going to be starting to be trained. They might already be starting to be trained outside of Ukraine in Europe. You know, who's providing the F-16s? Top of the Hour Fox is talking about this. But to my mind, I'm in support of this because, you know, I think that it's important for Russia to lose. It's important for anytime a country gets invaded by a totalitarian, I want to see that person lose. I want to see that country be pushed back, you know, whether it's Kuwait and Iraq or whether it's Poland and Czechoslovakia or, you know, right, going back a little farther in history, or whether it's Georgia, you know, or whether it's Ukraine. I want to see the aggressor lose. That's the basic norm of international politics, is that aggressor nations are supposed to lose. But this is, you know, it's hard to do. And I don't, my one concern, and this is speaking entirely as a layman, is we have technology that is unbelievably advanced. And if you just put that technology in the hands of people who aren't trained on it, you don't get the same effect as if, for example, U.S. military or even NATO forces are deployed with it. You know, we can give them Bradleys or, you know, we can give them, you know, we can give them, I mean, some things are a little bit easier to do, okay? Giving them, like, the anti-tank weapons, the javelins and things like that, that's a little bit simpler. But, you know, sending an Air Force that's never flown a fourth-generation plane and say, all right, here's the F-16, now go. You know, that's not so easy. Same with the tanks. Like, it's not so easy. Now, we're not going to be, and I've said this before about the tanks, we're not sending them the top-of-the-line models. We're going to be sending them, like, the DX model, right? I think that's the low one, right? The DX is the low one. It's the low-grade version. But still, you know, will it make a difference? Yes. Can it be decisive? Yes. Does it mean that they're going to fully be able to use it and integrate it with their other capabilities? No, not likely. That takes a long time to really train in that way. But will it help? Again, I think the answer is yes.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis expected to announce on Twitter today he's running for president. Secretary Janet Yellen will speak on the debt limit at 10 a.m. Eastern. A Covington, Georgia police officer shot in the head. The gunman is dead following a gun battle at a motel. Police say the man opened fire on the officers first. Police say the wounded cop is stable. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio 92.3, 66 right now. Partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Escambia County Beach safety leaders say one person had to be taken to the hospital after a water rescue yesterday afternoon.
This patient was not very far off. Didn't require much of a swim to go out and retrieve this person, but they were quickly brought back in, but were unconscious. So CPR was performed by bystanders until lifeguards were able to come on scene.
Escambia County Public Safety Public Information Officer Davis Wood there, and he says the incident was first called in about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. That hospital was at the hospital about an hour later. Right now, no other information on that person or their condition has been released. The city of Pensacola says improvements are continuing to roll in as the Jefferson Street parking garage gets a bit of a makeover.
Added new lighting, including replacing stairwell and entry lights, improving interior lighting, replacing exterior light domes. We pressure washed the parking garage interior. I know that is, if it isn't already completed, I believe it is. I know it's underway.
Mayor D.C. Reeves there, he says improvements still on the way include new landscaping, welcome signs, some painting and restriping, as well as a new and upgraded pay station. Reeves says the painting is scheduled to start early next month, should be done by the end of June. Well, yesterday, Santa Rosa County Commissioner Ray Eddington asked for support from the board for a project development and environmental study for a potential new bridge onto Navarre Beach.
That's really the first step. One of the reasons that that's critical is, A, it gives us a lot of information that will be helpful in some major decisions on a new bridge, but B, a PD&E study also helps us qualify for state and federal funds that we could use for the construction of the bridge.
And that is Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook. There does seem to be some support for extending Highway 87 south, building the bridge at that point. Cook says the PDE study would give board members more of an idea what the costs for various locations and options on that bridge could be. There's no word yet on when that study will be brought forward for a vote. Baptist Hospital out yesterday with an update on their new campus on Brent Lane, this time focusing on a feature in their behavioral health unit.
The new Baptist Hospital behavioral health unit will be the only facility in the region with CareView and Observe Smart Systems. CareView is a patient monitoring system that provides a direct feed from the patient rooms to designated monitoring areas, aiding in the prevention of falls and allowing for the visual monitoring of patients at high risk for self-harm.
And Baptist's Behavioral Health Services Administrator Eric Rutledge says that the tech will allow the hospital to monitor patients without being intrusive and give staff members the ability to step away when they're needed. The new campus expected to open this fall. It's 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
A nice warm and humid day today with temperatures topping out in the low 80s. Small chance of an afternoon shower, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s. As you go into your Thursday, beautiful weather. We will have a small chance of an afternoon showers, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Temperatures warming into the mid 80s and temperatures overnight dropping into the 60s. Nice weather continues into your Friday and your Memorial Day weekend. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 66, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 537 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, had a chance to talk to Chip Simmons, the sheriff of Escambia County. Chip, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
She's always a good warm-up act, isn't she?
She is. It's like you push a button and it's,
and she just goes off.
That's right. It doesn't work, though, when I'm almost getting a ticket.
No.
I'm like, Chip Simmons is my dad, y'all.
Yeah, no.
They don't believe it either.
That won't work.
I know that I'm older.
So we've had a couple of incidents.
You can do those things.
You can slow down. Yeah, that's true. A couple of incidents we want to talk about. This Paula Avenue that originally was reported as being a drive-by, but now you're saying not a drive-by because it looks premeditated, or it looks like they made it known the
intentional.
Person. Intentional. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we get the call early, I guess Saturday evening. There were shots fired, so we get there. There are two people actually that were shot. One had a graze wound to his the calf, I believe, and the other had two gunshot wounds that he later succumbed to. And the reason we're saying we don't believe it's a drive-by is because there was a disturbance just prior to the shooting. And I've been talking to people and our investigators, and they're saying, well, you know, there were dozens of people nearby. To include the one that was grazed in his leg, and they're not coming forward with information. They're not telling us what's taking place. I can tell you that this particular address we have been to over 20 times in the last 2 months.
Wow.
And over 40 times in the year. And those calls range from home invasions and some
40
just
times in a year?
40 times in a year, according to our CAD, computer-aided dispatch calls for service.
Wow.
So there's certainly a drain on our resources. And
I mean, is it like, is it
been
a drug house? Is it a just, there's a lot of criminal activities, a lot of parties? I mean, what?
It's a rental. It's a rental house. And the people that have in the past been renting it, and I'm having to lump them all together now.
Yeah.
Because now we have a homicide in that area. But apparently they're just some activity there that is conducive to this sort of thing.
Huh.
And here's what gets me. You know, it's tragic that we had anyone get shot. You know, a single person that gets shot is too many. But what adds to that is the fact that even the other person that was shot is not willing to tell us what they know. But our investigators are on it. They do a great job in this circumstance because, quite honestly, there are many times when this takes place, you know, and people don't come forward with the information, including the victims. We've had people in the past, a dying declaration, but they will not tell us
even
who
then.
Did it. Even
huh.
then.
Wow.
Yeah, I got news for you. You shoot me, I'm going to tell on you.
Right.
You're going to know it.
All right, so I'm going to ask what's going to sound like a really dumb question, but because you were contrasting a drive-by with a deliberate or an intentional shooting, it made me want to ask the question, what is a drive-by? Like, what, from a police law enforcement's perspective, when you say something is a drive-by, I just always thought a drive-by was if it was from a car, okay, and it was sort of a quick attack and then they left. But it was always deliberate, like they were always trying for a particular person or something like that. Like it was an assassination attempt is kind of how I always thought of it. But what do you, when you say that word, what do you think of that term meaning?
No, the drive-bys that we have seen have been deliberate. They're not random.
Okay.
But drive-bys are, as you mentioned, what we term a drive-by is an individual or people or persons will go through the area and they will shoot and without really stopping.
Okay. Or
stop for a second, then stay on a roadway and then leave.
Okay.
That is a drive-by. They're driving by without stopping. This situation was that there was a conversation, you know, that a person may have driven up, but there was a conversation that led to a disagreement that led to the shots being fired, and then the person left. So I'll be honest, I don't know that it matters to the victim.
Right.
It's a drive-by or not, but that's not what we call a drive-by.
This happened to involve a car. That wasn't really
there's a possibility that had it not been for the argument, there would not have been gunplay.
Fair enough. That makes more sense to me. We also had a story out of Subway on Michigan Avenue where a woman was there, and I guess somebody tried to climb into her car. Lucky for her, she had a gun.
Yeah, this dude, as she was stopped at the Subway, just tries to get into her car, and she did what I would expect someone to do to protect herself. She was prepared. She was carrying concealed, and then she let him know that she was not going to be a victim, and he left, which again is a happy ending.
Right.
Again, no one really knows what his ultimate intentions were. But I know that what she did was something that I would recommend people do. You protect yourself.
And that's, you know, brandishing, having, using. We've talked about this many times.
Being prepared.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. Sam Parker, County Commissioner Sam Parker, made a comment yesterday. He said, you know, a lot of the things that you would call police for can be solved if you just happen to have a gun. I mean, in the good sense, like having a gun does an awful lot to help you not need to have to call the cops.
Well, I mean, there's some things that you can do. We talk a lot about some safety measures. You can be aware of your surroundings. You can not put yourself in a situation where you might be vulnerable. You're not paying attention. You got your back turned. You got your car running. You got your car unlocked. You got, you know, your car's open for, you know, for some reason. So one of those things also is to, you know, if you feel so inclined to have a weapon with you, you know, so that if it's reasonable to believe your life is in danger, then you can use that weapon, or you can, in this case, show that weapon.
You guys have had some good stuff happen recently. You had promotions last week, right?
Yeah, we were able to promote a number of people, 11 people total. All of them range from our crime scene manager, and we had a sergeant, we had a few lieutenants, we had a couple of captains, and a chief deputy.
Oh,
so
nice.
We, you know, we went back to having two chief deputies.
Yeah, Andy Hobbs is now
Andy
second
Hobbs
chief
is
deputy,
now
right?
Right.
This was some confusion by some people because they thought, well, what happened to Tommy? And I'm like, nothing happened to Tommy.
No.
It's just one's operations
there.
And one's
administration.
Thank you, administration.
Yeah, because we have our own training academy. There's a number of things that we're doing that we haven't done in the past, quite frankly. And so we're having, I have a need to have two chief deputies, and administration has a lot of things.
Nobody got promoted to sheriff, though, right?
No. Well, boy, I hope not.
if it didn't, you didn't know.
Yeah.
You guys also had your law enforcement memorial, something that you do annually to remember the fallen in the line of duty and to honor the families and give them a chance to connect with law enforcement. It's always a moving ceremony. I haven't been the last couple of years, but I have been several times, and it's very powerful.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly why we do it, because there are those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. There are those that are honored and remembered throughout the year, but certainly during Police Week, which is what we had last year. So we had our police memorial last Wednesday. It was very well attended. I'm so proud of the men and women at the sheriff's office that take their time out. And we also had two canines that were killed in line of duty as well, which is kind of rare for any agency to have a canine lose their life in the commission of their duties, really. And so we were able to honor them last Wednesday. So yeah, it was a pretty good week for us.
You have a couple of things coming up. I think tomorrow you have Coffee with a Cop. Is that right?
We have Coffee with a Cop at 4455 Mobile Highway. The Maple Forest Cafe. We've been there before a couple years ago. We will be there tomorrow from 7:30 till 9:30, and it's probably sponsored by Hinto and Clark.
Oh, okay.
Good people at Hinto and Clark. So, we'll be up there. Give people a chance to come and talk to us. If they have questions, they can ask questions. They can, we want to be out there in the public so that we're transparent and we are a part of our community.
And I know, it might not be something people realize because maybe they have a question. They feel like, well, it's not an emergency. I'm not quite sure who to call. Maybe they don't want to call, but somebody can always just like come to the substation and talk to a cop, right? Anytime if they need, just for whatever reason, whether to file a report or ask a question, they can always come and ask, right? They don't have to go to the Coffee with the Cop. They can go to any substation, right?
Well, they can go to Coffee with the Cop. We're going to have a movie night on Friday night. We're showing the movie Onward at the Equestrian Center. So it's going to be in Beulah. You don't have to live in Beulah to come. Come on out there. It's right in front of the Equestrian Center.
Is there food?
There's going to be food, hamburgers, hot dogs,
now
chips,
you have
and that sort of thing. And we're the food's on us this time. Actually, the food's on the drug dealers in Escambia County. So we seize the money and we turn it into hamburgers and hot dogs. It's magic. It's almost Brett Manning magic.
It's magic. All right. Last thing, we're starting a new thing that I want to do because it occurred to me that you guys know an awful lot about how to keep me safe. Things I don't know. Okay, and I thought, we could kind of do this like safety tip, cop tip, something like that we can share at the end of our interviews every week. And the one that I, just kind of a question that I have is, so I go to a movie theater.
Okay.
Okay. Just Andrew McKay movie theater goer. I want to be sort of in the middle. That's how I pick where to sit in a movie theater because that's best visual. I know when you go to a movie theater, or at least I'm wondering, you go to a movie theater and you might think a little differently, safety and security and being aware of your surroundings. Where does Chip Simmons sit in the movie theater? Not as a like personal preference, but as a safety measure. Do you think that way when you go to something like a theater?
Well, I think that way all the time. We talk a lot about safety measures and where you go. And specifically, I think about how you get into a location and then how you leave a location. Do you have your billfold out? You got the cash out? You got your debit card in your hand, while you're looking away? I would say that depends on who I'm with. If I'm by myself, I sit in the back. If I'm with my family, they would want to sit in the middle somewhere. So I'll probably just sit on the end. So if you see me, you'll likely see me on the sitting on the end, so I can take whatever action I need to take.
Okay, so you sit on an end of an aisle somehow or other.
I certainly like try to sit on the end
because that's mobility, awareness, response, all of that. You can take action if need be. Okay, exactly. Well, that's what I was curious about. So I will sit in the aisle now, even if it's not the best seat. It's
you
the best seat
no
for other purposes. Well, I'm not. That's absolutely correct. We've learned this many, many, many times. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, a pleasure. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:50 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, not Chip Simmons.
Most definitely, sir. That's right. 5:48, by the way. That course was yesterday. And so that Coffee with a Cop is happening this morning. Not
that's right, 7:30 to 9:30, the Maple Forest Cafe. It's right near the Super Thrift and the Walgreens on Mobile Highway.
Nicely done.
Oh, I love that little cafe.
You should do traffic for a living.
If there was no accidents, this job is so easy. But when there's accidents, it's not.
You're so good at this.
We need our traffic person back. We need our traffic person, traffic person.
5:48, what else do we have? If you have a business, okay, and you have employees, and obviously you want to do your best by your employees, you want to give them the best benefits, the options. Sometimes the best benefits is really just to give them a couple of choices, right? And I know for us, we didn't have a lot of choices with our original HR company, but then we switched to Torgerson Causey here at News Radio, and seriously, they've just been fantastic. Customer service is great. Responsiveness is great. The options that we have for our various forms of insurance, fantastic. I love that. So when I say they're good, I mean like from experience, we work with one other one and we work with them and they've been outstanding. So News Radio and Cat Country for about five or six years, something like that, we have been using them and they will help you with all of the, payroll, HR, and all the insurance. And to the degree you want them to help, if you want them to manage it all for you, they can do that. If you just want them to come in and say, hey, here's some options, whatever, take the load off your plate, whatever the advantage is, they can help you. And of course, it's no obligation to have them come in and just kind of look at what you're doing and see what they might be able to do to help. Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years helping local businesses like yours, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
April showers bring May savings at Beret Jewelers. We're ringing in spring with special deals on your shining favorites during Beret's Blooming Blowout Sale. Save up to 70% on select pieces May 5th through May 31st. From top designers to beautiful bridal jewelry, you'll find something to love. So hurry into shop and save up to 70% off during the spring sale of the season. all month long at Parade Jewelers.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory, to our truck, to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world. Laser Invasion. Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. This month, they focus on summer safety, healthy beaches, and World No Tobacco Day. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on Twitter at Healthy Escambia.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
The thing is, I am a Red Sox fan.
See, this is the Simple Mind song that you haven't heard. This is the song one on the B side that, you know, this is the best song on the album.
But... is it called We're Not U2?
Nice.
Thank you.
U2
this
never
is
used
good.
A,
I don't think I knew this
U2
song.
Never used a hammer dulcimer, so you keep your criticism to yourself.
Yes, they have.
I'm sure they have. I love that part, and it's because I'm as a Cardinals fan. I love that part in Fever Pitch, which is a very painful movie to watch for me. But, you know, where Jimmy Fallon's trying to, you know, gently break the news to Drew Barrymore that he's a Red Sox fan. Oh, sure, I get it. You're a Red Sox. No.
You have no idea.
No, like this. Yeah. Like, you know how people are religious? Yeah, amateurs. 5:54 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The days of Netflix subscribers sharing their passwords getting closer to ending.
Yeah, we know.
They sent out emails yesterday about their new password policy. They said the email being sent to members in the U.S. who've been sharing their account outside of their house. The Los Angeles City Council did approve the robot dog yesterday. The donation of the, I guess this must be its real name, Quadruped Unmanned Ground Vehicle. That's way scarier.
Come here, Quaddy.
GC Quad Quagic?
Quadruped Unmanned Ground Vehicle. It was approved yesterday. They say it's going to be used by SWAT teams in hazardous material situations. And Damar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills was back on the field the other day. He was spotted taking part in individual drills as part of the Bills' organized team workout. Apparently, he's already been fully cleared to play, but there's no word if he'll be back for next season.
All right.
David, thanks so much for the update. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, the Netflix thing is going to be kind of interesting to see how this plays out. Because you remember in the beginning, they're like, oh, yeah, share, share. Love is sharing, right? That was their original push. And then they realize, oh, no, what have we done? We've become popular and we're not making money. So, you know, I guess the way this works is if you're a subscriber at the higher level, then you can opt in for a share account, but you still pay for it. It's like 15 or 16 bucks a month if you're that level user, and then it's $8 if you want to add a separate account for a friend outside the house. If you're a lower level, like if you're the commercials level subscriber, you can't even do it at all. So, and the person who's outside the house is only supposed to have like one device active or so, I don't know. So we'll see, you know, we'll see. They've been testing it in like Canada and some other places, so...
Well, we have a little experiment going, so we'll let you know if that happens or not, won't we?
We'll let you know how it works. 437-1620, 437-1620. This is a horrifying story. Happened locally, unfortunately. I always like to be able to say it's a horrifying story, but it didn't happen anywhere near here. No, this was local. I think it was WEAR reported on this, yeah, yesterday. Pensacola man arrested Monday, got into an argument last Thursday at a home on Talladega Trail. Okay, he gets into an argument with his friend or whatever. And so he decides that the good solution here is that he's going to go to that friend's house at night and set fire to the sofa on the porch of the man's home. And then yell and scream, I'm out here, you know, with your couch. You better come out here and, you know, I bet you come out now. I'm not saying we have evidence that any substances were involved, but it does kind of feel like that sort of a story. You know, like that could come to light. And so, you know, cops went, they arrested him. $50,000 bond in the Escambia jail. But so basically you lose an argument and your response is I'm going to set fire to this guy's house. Okay. I would like to say I can't imagine this happening, but I've lived in Escambia County for 9 years. I don't really have to imagine. This is just like, these are the horrifying things that people do. 437-1620.
There's a lot of people that are staunchly in favor of Cocoa Puffs, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I was talking to somebody about, you know, the world we live in, and I think the comment I made was something along the lines of, you know, I just know it's true, and this drives me crazy as a philosopher, logician, whatever, who believes in reason and evidence and clear thinking as much as you can do it, that the world is not run by or even for people like me. It's not, you know, and so most of the world does not operate this way. We want to try to pretend it should, or maybe sometimes that it does, but, and I think it's just sort of naive optimism when I temporarily forget that it's not true. But no, I mean, you know, not most people are all that sharp and clear thinking, and we're still trying, you know, we're trying, but it doesn't happen all that often. Can I say this? You know the stuff about Target? We talked earlier in the show, David had brought it up about the, you know, the trans, particularly the T in the acronym string, displays that they're being moved out of the places of prominence. There's a different kind of attack against Target, criticism of Target by, you know, sort of people from my side. And it's because the guy who designed some of the elements that are being sold in the, you know, Pride Month, whatever, he's got some other products that he made that jokingly mention Satan. And so he's being called a Satanist. So my side is saying, like, Target let a Satanist design stuff for the people. Look, you just got to learn the difference between somebody who's, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, nudge, nudge, making a joke on a button, as opposed to, you know, somebody who's actually, like, chanting in the basement of their house with chicken blood and pentagrams, right? You know, and it's not the best look for Target, but, you know, pick your shots, okay? You know, this is just, you make us all look dumb when you say dumb things that are not justified, even when the other side might not be right. You don't help the cause this way.